Welcome back to Green Country Kickoff on a chilly Friday evening. Time for a Pick'em segment. Sports Talk 99.1 FM, 1500 AM KPGM. Chris Revard, Tim Bart with us. I have not even tallied the votes from last week yet. Sorry, guys.
Hey, at least we got better walk-up music this week. And I talked to several other people this week that are loving the show.
That's great.
And they are loving it. Two new people. Every week it's like a couple more people. And one of them asked me, they said, so, you know, the sports animal, they got Al and Jim, mm-hmm. and they're the dominant duo. And my buddy said, "Well, what are you three guys? Have you guys have to have a name if you guys are
the Three Stooges?
The Three Stooges? Yeah, that could be it. The Three Amigos?
Yeah,
something like
exactly.
that. Yeah, but the word on the street is we're trending now, Coach Bart. We're trending. Are we trending out there out west in Burlington?
I think we're." We're ready to syndicate this show and take it nationwide.
That's kind of what I thought.
We may be the next Howard Stern. We can all retire.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought. Everybody out there, we're just happy. Coach Bart, he's dry enough to get back to work today. Burlington had to be out of school last week because it rained an inch and the roads were too muddy. They've dried.
It's a beautiful, crisp 32 degrees today in Burlington.
That's awesome,
America.
Hey, are the people of Burlington? Are the people in Burlington? As excited about OU Texas weekend as we are up here.
Yes,
they are. They're way fired up.
I see some students today that were wearing some Oklahoma gear. That kind of really surprised me. I thought I was the only Sooner fan here, but. I see some OU gear, and we've had three or four teachers get subs today to go to the game.
Is that right? Three or four teachers? Yes. Holy smokes, how many you have?
That's four left.
Four left. That's what I thought.
I thought the teachers needed more money. They got money to take days off, go down to Dallas. Goodness
exactly.
Gracious.
You betcha.
We get sick days, sir.
Man.
We can't be healthy every day.
I guess not.
Listen.
No.
Okay, last week you guys tied. Each got 6 wins apiece. So Coach Bart is still up by 2.
Hey, so let's talk about last week. There was a game or two. What did we miss?
I don't know where I put it.
Yeah, it's up there on top.
Okay, so
I know we lost.
Coach Revard missed
that big one
on co-op. You guys both missed on the co-op as Joplin Cornerstone won that game. Coach Revard. Actually, Coach Bart. I shorted Coach Bart by 1. I'm sorry.
Hey, why did I tell you to change?
That's
true. So Coach Bart's up by 3.
That.
Yeah, my bad. So Revard missed on the co-op. He missed on Nuwata again, the second straight week. He hadn't picked Nuwata and they won. And then he missed. You guys both missed. OU did not cover, and Oklahoma State did not win.
Oklahoma State did not win again.
Yeah. Thanks for you two sucking me into that OSU pick. Made me feel bad. I took Texas Tech and then changed it.
I know.
I'm thinking about changing my strategy. You know, I have to be in here with Evan, so I feel bad for him sometimes. So I'll take the cowpokes. And you're way out west. You can hide from a swing of a fist or something.
Mm. Well, there's a good chance they won't.
Okay.
CNN. Are we CNN? What are we doing?
Jeez.
Allegation.
Well, he's suspended, isn't he?
Well, for
Greek. That's what we do to him.
Well, no, for something else.
Unlike the other school.
Keeping track of the news, man.
The other school, he'd got a diploma.
That's right.
Jim,
we got some big games this week, Evan. Let's talk about them.
Yeah, please do.
We got some pretty good ones.
Yeah, we do.
We got homecoming tonight in Bartlesville. That's
homecoming for Bartlesville. Everyone's playing. We had a few bye weeks last week. Don't have any bye weeks this week. So let's go ahead and just hop to it. We had Coach Revard.
I'm waiting for that Dewey-Beggs game. It's going to be big.
Yeah,
big
it game. Is. That's big a big game. Game. Nuwata's got a big game tonight, too. Huge game for Nuwata. A lot of teams have big games.
Little Kansas tonight.
No.
Salina. That's
playing.
Right. They got
Salina.
That's right. They got the Wildcats.
Do your homework. Get your homework.
Well, I get them mixed up.
Coach Bart was listening to my sports cast this morning, so that way he could get
I already went on Scorble and got all the records and all the matchups.
Wow.
I've been working.
Okay, so let's start with both the Class B schools, and I guess Coach Bart won again, so Coach Revard will have to go first again.
Yeah,
Co-op, Copan South Coffeeville. Their first district game is at Summit Christian tonight.
Ooh. Yeah. It's at Summit Christian?
It's at Summit Christian.
Yeah, I got to take Summit Christian on that one.
Okay.
And both teams are 3-2 going into the matchup.
That's nice of you to give us the records.
There you go.
That could be your weekly job. Fair.
I could be fair about it.
That's nice.
Coach Bart?
I'm going with you, Coach. I think it's hard to beat the Christians. So I looked at some mutual opponents and scores, and I think if they played this game at South Coffeeville, I may go with South Coffeeville. But since it's
what if they played it at Copan?
I would go Copan.
You go Copan.
Okay,
so I'm going with Summit Christian.
Summit Christian. We've got interesting one between Wesleyan Christian and Davenport. Wesleyan Christian has been idle two of the last 3 weeks. They feel like they're healed up, and they take on a Davenport club that was probably pegged as their district winner. First district game for them. This game is in Bartlesville tonight at 7:30, Wesleyan Christian at Davenport.
You know, this one's kind of tough because Westland's had, two of the last 3 weeks off?
Exactly.
You know, so that's going to be tough for those kids to get out there and get back in the groove for a while and play in Davenport, so... Davenport picked to be the district winner, so I'm going to pick them tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, Davenport comes in the game ranked number 8, 3-2. And I think, you know, an off week doesn't hurt you much, but if you get 2 out of 3 weeks off, I think their timing, I don't think that's a good positive thing. It's kind of like the first game of the year again.
Yeah,
so,
I agree.
I'm going with Davenport.
Okay, so you guys picked against the co-op and Wesleyan Christian, a couple eight-man schools. Let's get this one out of the way. Caney, Kansas has to play the two teams that played for 2A State last year. Last week, they had Beggs at home, lost 71-0. This week, they're at Sperry. Caney Valley at Sperry this weekend.
Ooh. Yeah. Once again, another year for Caney Valley. Going to have to... improve. I think they're going to drop to Class A next year, which I think is going to help them out a lot. So, and they've got that young group that's coming that's pretty good. But Sperry Pirates will probably win the district again, and they have a shot to win the whole thing. I think they are ranked number one team in the state right now. And Coach Park obviously does an unbelievable job. So, going to definitely go with Sperry Pirates tonight.
Coach Bart?
Me too. Sperry.
Both Sperry at home against Caney Valley, Kansas, or Caney Valley, Oklahoma, I beg your pardon. Let's go to Caney Valley, Kansas, though. Interesting ball game for them. They have another game against another really good club in Frontenac tonight. It's senior night for the Bullpups. They've lost two straight. They lost to Galena in triple overtime last week, and they've got Frontenac at home, and I believe Frontenac's undefeated.
Yeah, matter of fact, they are. My son goes to school at Pitt State, so he keeps me informed on all the schools up there, and Frontenac's right up there. So we were talking about this game last night. He was telling me about Frontenac, how good they are, and all that good stuff like that. I know the Bullpups are pretty good. I just don't think they're going to be good enough to beat Frontenac tonight.
I agree. I think
what kind of homework do you have on Frontenac? What's scouting report look
like? Yeah, let's hear that.
What's it look like?
Defending state champ, they lost three seniors. They got everybody back in skill positions. So the Bullpups have got into the meat of their schedule, and I think the skid will continue this week.
Yeah. It'll be a tight one. It was a tight one last week.
Barnsdall tonight on the road at Morrison. Interesting one. Morrison, we know how good they usually are. They're not quite as good this year maybe as they usually are. And from what I've heard, their starting quarterback tore his ACL somewhat recently. Interesting one tonight. Barnsdall's trying to get back into the playoffs with all those senior guys. Of course, they got blown out against Pawhuska. They rebounded against the Owosso JV club, and they take on a Morrison team, which is 3-2. They beat Woodland 30-0 a couple weeks ago, and they're coming off a bye.
So, refresh my memory. What was the Pawhuska Morrison score? It was fairly close, right?
20-12.
20-12.
Lost that game.
Yeah. So if you just look at that, but they lost their quarterback. Is that right?
That's what I've heard. Yes.
Man, that's horrible. You hate to hear that. That makes it tough. And this game is at Barnsdall.
It's in Morrison.
That's tough. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and go with Morrison tonight, just because I think that Morrison's obviously got tradition, and they dang sure got tradition at home. And I don't know what happened to Barnstall when they played Pahuska, but that was bad. I mean,
it's weird.
It was bad early. It wasn't like it started off, you know, like a good game. It was way bad early. So, not real sure what the deal is there, but I'm going to go with Morrison tonight. Coach Bart, what do you got?
I'm going. I think the Panthers are going to go to 6-1. I think they win at Morrison, especially with the quarterback out.
Yeah.
I think you know how those rivalry games are. Maybe the kids got too pumped and too excited, and then they got flat. So I'm just going to throw that game out and think that Marshall wins this game.
That's a good bet there, buddy.
Let's do Pahuska next. Pahuska hosting Drumright. The Huskies have just rolled through the kind of hard part of their schedule so far. Pahuska 6-0. They're going to have Drumright into town this evening. Drumright is 0-4. They've only scored 6 points all season.
I think the best thing about this night's going to be homecoming, I believe. It is homecoming for the Huskies. So that'll be the best thing because the game out on the grass or out on the turf is not going to be very good because Pahuska is going to throttle them. I'm going to be close.
Oh, this is a running clock second half game if there's ever been one.
I agree.
Mercy rules should be in effect.
That's right.
But Pahuska will win this game easily.
Do we? Coach Rivard's Doggers, they've got their first really, really big test now after they've won these 4 games in a row. They will go on the road to Beggs. Sounds like they're a little bit banged up from what Coach Turner was kind of hinting at. Dewey's won 4 straight, coming off that big win over Haskell. Cale Corner had 8 touchdowns. Obviously, we know how good Beggs is. They're 4-1. They're coming off that win over Caney Valley. Beggs has scored 146 points in their last 2 games.
And they've only given up 47 the entire year. Something silly.
Well, they lost to Silo Christian 63-20.
All right.
But if you take that away, they've given up like 60 points all year. Yeah.
Yeah. So. And Shiloh Christian, of course, I think they're ranked number 2 in all of Arkansas. I'm going to watch them in about 3 weeks play Pea Ridge. That's where Coach Henley used to be the Bulldogs coach.
That was the start of Gus Malzahn's
career. That's right. He started at Shiloh, didn't he? You're right. Throw that game out because they're good. They're way, way, way good.
Yeah, they've blown everyone else out. Mm-hmm.
But let's see. They beat the crap out of Morrison, I think. What was that? It was way 75.
Morris was 75-42 was that game.
Right.
They have a big win over Okmulgee and Daniel Webster. Those are two kind of mediocre 3A
teams. They're not very good. You know, Beggs is not the same Beggs as they were last year. They're still good. I'm not taking anything away from them at all. Losing that quarterback, I think, hurt them quite a bit. But they're still Beggs. They're way good. Bulldoggers on a roll. Kill Carner, outstanding game last week. You know, crazy good. Defensively, I was kind of surprised at the way they played. I'm not real sure what Haskell did to the Bulldoggers or exposed or something, but I was really surprised that they scored like they did. Mm-hmm. So that kind of concerned me a little bit. But as always, definitely take my Bulldoggers tonight on the road. Coach Turner, another big win tonight. See what happens. Big upset.
That was a surprise.
I know.
Surprise. Wow.
Gotta pick 'em. Everybody, all the Dewey fans that are driving down to Beggs tonight, you know, remember, I picked you. Coach Bart is not.
No, I'm not. You're right. I'm going with the Demons until I picked Dewey the last 2 weeks, and they have a moral victory against Adair, but until they win a big game on the road, you know, it's just hard to beat tradition, and Beggs is last 3 or 4 years, Beggs has just been really, really good. So if this game was at Dewey, I may pick the Bulldoggers, but it's at Beggs, I got to pick Beggs.
Nowata, right. Salina this evening. This one is in Nowata. Interesting ball game. If the Ironmen can win tonight, They are probably one victory away from kind of clinching up a playoff spot, believe it or not, from a team that had won like one game the last 2 years. They take on a Salina club that's 2-3. Nowata's 2-3. They have almost identical records. They both lost all three of their non-district games, and they both beat Kansas and Chelsea just in opposite weeks for the first 2 weeks of district play. If you wanted to look at those games, Nowata does have a 20-point differential over Salina, if that means anything to you. Salina won a couple one-score games over Chelsea and Kansas. Nowata beat Kansas by 10 and Chelsea by 21. So it is Nowata, Salina in Nowata tonight.
I think the difference in this game is confidence. Salina is they have won the last several years, and traditionally they've always been, you know, a good playoff team under Matt Williams, and so the difference now is the Noah Ironmen, they've won a couple games and they've got some confidence now. Their kids are playing hard, they're playing right. Coach Messner's got them, you know, he's got them going. He's got them in, they're mentally thinking right, and I think he's changed the culture over there. So, and that game is at Nowata.
Yes.
That's correct. So, I'm going to go with the Ironmen tonight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, wow.
Finally got on board. Finally got on board. That's right. Didn't believe in the old Ironmen before. That, I know Dewey and Nowata hates each other, but, man, that runs deep.
I know.
Hey, is Matt Williams, is that LP's son?
That's his boy. He's not the head coach there anymore. He's now at Jay.
Oh, okay.
Justin Brown came down from Independence Community College to coach.
Okay, okay. I'm taking Nowata. I've picked them the last 2 weeks. I think that they're both 2-3. And I think Nowata, they don't have very many wins left, but I think this is one of them.
Who was the Independence guy? Jason Brown?
Jason Brown, yeah, yeah.
No. No, close
Jason.
But the Ironmen do have.
Yeah, they've got his.
They've got his offensive coordinator.
Offensive coordinator, yeah. No, that's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who, what?
So,
the offensive coordinator that was at Independence last year. I don't
know
what his
name is. The
little
white kid with the dark hair.
With the glasses.
That got mad and quit. Yeah.
Yeah, he's now the offensive coordinator at Nowata.
Oh, my God.
Awesome. Are you changing your pick or what? What's the deal?
Yeah.
Come on now.
That's awesome.
What's wrong with that kid? You don't even know him.
That's awesome, I said.
Oh, wow.
That's
okay.
Great.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah, he was interesting.
He's
funny.
A good coach.
He came to coach's breakfast, and he had all his indie gear still on. I think he wanted people to know that. I don't know that, but it was interesting. He still had all that
was
stuff
it
on.
Was it indie gear with Netflix logos on
it?
It
didn't have any Netflix logos, but they had all that stuff. I just thought it was some kind of, like, Jason Brown groupie or something. I didn't know who it was.
That's hilarious.
Bartlesville
I'm
at home.
I'm glad he's here.
Bartlesville at home against Sand Springs tonight. Bruins homecoming. They came close last week at Sepulpa, just couldn't quite pull it out. The Chieftains pulled away there in the fourth quarter by a couple touchdowns, and the Bruins take on a Sand Springs team on paper. Should be pretty close. So interesting.
Evan, how good is that quarterback? Is he TCU good?
He's not good enough now. He blew his ACL.
Yeah, man.
I knew that, but
yeah, he
how
was
good was he?
Bartlesville honestly did a good job containing his run game. I think that was their plan, and they did a good job doing it. Other people beat them. That other junior, Tay Taft, who he's going to go play somewhere too. He had six touchdowns. They couldn't tackle him. But he was good. I mean,
wow.
He's been a 3-year starter against Bartlesville. And yeah, if people miss that, he tore his ACL, MCL, and meniscus with 27 seconds left, running up by 15.
That's nuts.
Why was he in the game?
Exactly.
Is my question.
Exactly.
Evidently, I had heard from someone that there were a few Sepulpa people that were upset at Bartlesville because they tried to tackle him at the end of the game.
What?
And I thought, well, you know what? A really easy way to circumvent that is by him just taking a knee with 15 up by 15.
Well, was the line 16?
Yeah,
what were they trying to do?
I don't have any goodness.
But you know what? I saw the video of him tear his knee up, and he wasn't getting tackled. There wasn't nothing. He just
It happened before. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he was limping
was
at the end
before.
Of the play. Yep.
I mean, you saw exactly where it happened.
Yep. No question.
Should have never been in the game.
Nope.
That's coach's fault. That's right.
Right. So anyway, Bartlesville, Sand Springs tonight.
Hey, this is an exciting game. It's homecoming. The Bruins are fired up. I think this might be the lock of the week. right here. I think I'm taking the Bruins on the lock of the week. Coach Sport's going to get his first win tonight. And I hope, I just hope Coach Bart picks against him. I do.
You know I am.
I hope you do.
No way.
Yeah, why? Why would you not think the Bruins are going to win tonight?
For what it's worth, I think.
Because Ben Springs has won two games.
I think Bart
will.
Because what?
Because Sand Springs has won two games.
Oh.
They know how to win.
Who has Sand Springs?
They beat Shawnee by two.
Who's horrible.
And they beat Putnam City as winless as well.
And Putnam, yeah, there you go. Come on now.
Well, how good's Clanmore?
They're 3-2 or whatever right now?
No. One.
They won one.
And five. They've won one game.
Well, they had their quarterback got hurt after that.
Yeah, they've had a bunch of kids get hurt, too.
We're hoping Ponca City. I mean, that we've got that circled on.
I think I got to be honest. I was telling Coach Bart this. We were talking a little bit after the game last week that I think that Sand Springs and Shawnee might both be worse than Ponca City. I think that I really mean that. Ponca City beat Shawnee by two touchdowns last week.
I watched Ponca City play.
I would hope. I hope. Coach Bart gets his first W and that the Bruins win on homecoming. Until they win a game,
I can't pick them. Oh my! That's a horrible concept.
I am.
That's horrible. They're going to win tonight.
I'm a winner.
They're going to win tonight.
I hope they do. I hope they do.
Well, when I checked earlier go ahead.
Well, go ahead. Finish yours because I want to bring up a different subject.
Well, I was changing subjects too. So you go ahead.
Oh. I want to talk about how about this Maude Wilson game where the Maude coach pulls his team off the field in the first quarter because he thinks that there was a horse collar tackle and the kids weren't safe. And now the OSSA is about to hammer them. And they're already on probation and they may not even get to the playoffs. And I'm sure the coach is going to be fired as soon as the year.
So they forfeit the game?
Yeah. Yeah, there were 7 minutes. I was wrong. There were 7 minutes left in the second quarter. Horse collar. The coach tells the kids, shake their hands. We're not playing anymore, and just walks out to midfield. Jeez. And the other coach is going like, please don't do this. This is not smart. And the guy says, we can't beat you in the referees. We're leaving.
Wow.
I'm going, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's probably not a good idea.
Yeah. That's not a good idea.
Last week.
We've all wanted to do that, but you can't do that.
Yeah.
Last week in Sepulpa, the refs had one of the little kumbaya meetings, you know, where they had everybody get together there. And it was right toward the end. And the Sepulpa clock operator just ran about a minute and a half off that clock while they were just chatting in the middle of center field. And, you know, stopped the clock.
I listened to that.
I bet old Trey wasn't happy about that.
I saw Coach Sport get a little bit upset for the first time. I had never seen him really. He was getting into some people down there.
Well, I listened to the ball game, and I listened to Evan's broadcast, which you did a phenomenal job.
Thank you.
Except for the fact one thing, Evan, you've got to learn to be honest, because those officials kept throwing their flags and kept throwing their flags.
I know it.
And you kept saying, well, I'm not real sure what this is. Just say they're horrible.
Just come out
and be honest. These guys are terrible.
I had heard before the game that they came in. We had an idea it might be like that. They came into both the locker rooms and said, this is our field tonight or something of that nature.
Do what?
The officials came into each locker room and said, you know, kind of laid down the law before the thing even started and said, this is our field and we're going to be calling this tight. And I don't know his name anymore. Coach Sports said
it. Do you know the crew?
No. He said that their white hat was missing, whoever it was. It was a different white hat.
Bart's going to call him. He's going to have a conversation with him.
So I could probably think of two or three that it could be.
There are 33 penalties, about 400 yards worth for both teams combined.
It was
terrible.
I mean,
it was terrible.
It's like that in college football. The college and pros like that this year. There's no rhythm. There could be a flag on every single play.
Well, when I did the sportscast this morning, OU was an 11-point favorite over Texas. Now the Sooners are 10.5-point favorites, so the money is pouring in on the Longhorns. 11 o'clock kickoff tomorrow, OU, Texas.
They bumped it a hook, and it's pouring in.
Pouring in on Texas.
Oh, my gosh. Not even going to be close. Sooners all the way.
I don't like the
Sooners. You don't like
man,
what?
I don't think the Sooners.
You don't think they'll cover?
The Sooners are going to win the game.
Well, we're picking it straight up.
I don't
up,
think
so.
They covered.
You know, they haven't covered since 14.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, I was at the last two, and they were pitiful. So I'm going to Sooners. Sooners will win head up, but I think it's going to be a high-scoring game, which we have to, because I don't know if our defense is quite ready yet for the big quarterback, but I know one thing. It's going to be a high-powered offensive game and a lot of fun for the fans.
Yeah, exactly.
Trey Stumpf told me that OU has the advantage on defense. That's what he said on
they
to
have
me
the
yesterday.
Advantage on defense.
That's what he said.
I mean, what does that mean?
You'd have to ask him. That's what I heard from resident Sooner expert in Bartlesville.
We have an advantage. Well,
obviously,
our defense is better than their defense. Offenses are the same. Our defense is better than their defense. So
that's
maybe
what
that's
he said.
What
yeah, right. I guess so.
Well, I follow you, Trey.
Obviously, Bartlesville radio doesn't have drug testing because that is crazy thinking there, Trey.
Oh,
they. I
He's
don't think
got
their defense.
Poor Trey.
I think. I love Trey Stumpf. He's one of my favorite people. But this not going to – our defense is not better than Texas. But it's getting there. I think in a couple of years, you know, you got players leaving that know they're not good enough, and he signed the kid from Weatherford this week, got a commitment from him, number one player in Oklahoma. And I think that when he gets his personnel in, I think that defense is going to catch our offense as long as we can keep our offense going.
Yeah.
So other one
I
really
think
quick.
It's gonna be good.
We'll do Tulsa Navy. Tulsa's a 1-point favorite.
Yeah, let's go with Tulsa. They're the home team. Let's do it. Let's go. Hurricane
won
last
game.
Week, man.
Yeah. SMU game just broke my heart for them. Yeah. And they needed a win bad and they just they gave up 31 points in the fourth quarter to lose. And they missed a field goal to win the game. But Navy, you know, was always good. I know they're down a little bit this year, but I'll take the Hurricane at home too.
Good, good. How about the Dodgers? How's off season going for them? Good. Having a good one. Got a good off season.
Well, they hired after much speculation. They rehired Dave Roberts last night.
Oh, thank goodness!
So he's going to come back.
Oh, good. That's good for the Cardinals.
Not a great game coach, but he is a good. Players love him, but we have won 7 straight divisional titles. So when the Cardinals or Royals do that, call me and let me know.
Hey, and you know what? Next week I will be having to do the show from the road because I'll be going to St. Louis.
Wow.
Dude, Cardinals are still – I didn't know if you know this.
I am now a Cardinals fan.
Cardinals are still playing baseball. They are still playing.
You're trying to make me not like the Cardinals, and they're my second favorite team. Oh, so,
of course they
but
are.
I am now a Cardinals fan.
Good.
I was at the last World Series that they played in.
When was that?
Courtesy of KWON Radio.
When was that?
That was with the Detroit Tigers. They played the Tigers.
Well, what
oh,
year?
You're going to say, when, well, the Royals they, won one
that,
of them.
No, I'm just asking what year
was
that
when Freeze hit it over the fence? Were you at that game? When he went yard and they won it?
No, I was not. No, I was not at that
game. Is that 2012?
I think 13? It was like...
maybe it was.
Probably around 12, maybe. But,
you know, the Royals have been two World Series
same family
since
owns
then.
The... Yeah, and they haven't won 2 games since that.
Okay. All right.
And they got a new owner. They got a new owner, so it's all about hope now.
Yeah.
You got you a new baseball owner, so maybe they'll spend a little
13
money.
Last
it was 13.
Time.
But every time the Royals have not won a game in how long?
at least a few weeks.
Yeah.
A couple weeks. Exactly. They have won a World Series,
oh my
though.
Gosh.
In 2015.
They did.
I just don't.
It's flags fly forever.
I don't
forever.
Know why you punish yourself. You punish yourself by pulling for those 3 teams you pull for. You've got to have just feel like you've been bullied your whole life.
Hey, I haven't seen the Dodgers win a World Series since 2014. I feel fine about it. Look at that left center field fence.
I'd rather win 100. I would rather win 7 divisional titles. And win 100 games a year, then win 1 World Series, and then win about 20 games the next 5 years.
That's
I have a lot more happy nights than
that's
you.
That's a reasonable take to have. It's incorrect, but it's reasonable.
Yep.
All right,
Coach Mark. Incorrect.
Hug it out with everybody out there.
Yeah, buddy.
With the Elks. Be safe. Don't get stuck.
I'm headed.
Are you coming back here?
I'm headed to Dallas, boys. I'm going to Dallas.
Shut the school down.
Yeah.
Just shut the doors.
Yeah.
Tell those two other teachers to go home.
And
those seven kids.
I got a little cough I developed this little cough, and I got to take a sick day.
All right.
Go see my doctor. All right, guys. Have fun. I'll be listening, Evan.
All right. Thanks. Yep. Bye, guys.
Don't give me any pistols firing.
Bears Klein.